Let's do it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. It's a private Sunday. Sunday sermon. Oh, we got a good one today. Wake up, everybody. Brother Booker's here to wake you up. Tune in. Tell a friend. Pass it along. It's Empowerment Sunday. Edification for your mind. Education for the future. Let's get it, y'all. Come on. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's love.
Girl, that's what I got.
Brothers and sisters, there's no better love than for self and kind. There's no greater love than for self and kind. Welcome to Empowerment Sunday. It's edification, right? For you, mental, emotional, spiritual, social, cultural development for our people, African-American people. Our mission at the NAAEA is to empower African-Americans, right? Mentally, physically, emotionally, socially, and culturally. Our job, our mission, our purpose is to support, inspire, motivate, empower each member, you, me, us, we, together, to become one, to collaborate and partner with each other, to do the things that we need to do to improve our communities, one person, one mind, one heart, one life at a time. And that's the work that needs to be done. And we need to continue to do that work. And the purpose of this show is to be able to get us to thinking about what we need to do in order to change, grow, and become empowered. And today, we'll focus on, before we get started, the 42 Laws of Maat. Just choose one. Be right back.
The 42 Laws of Maat. I have not committed sin. I have not committed robbery with violence. I have not stolen. I have not slain men or women. I have not stolen food. I have not swindled offerings. I have not stolen from God. I have not told lies. I have not carried away food. I have not cursed. I have not closed my ears to truth. I have not committed adultery. I have not made anyone cry. I have not felt sorrow without reason. I have not assaulted anyone. I am not deceitful. I have not stolen anyone's land. I have not been an eavesdropper. I have not falsely accused anyone. I have not been angry without reason. I have not seduced anyone's wife. I have not polluted myself. I have not terrorized anyone. I have not disobeyed the law. I have not been excessively angry. I have not cursed God. I have not behaved with violence. I have not caused disruption of peace. I have not acted hastily or without thought. I have not overstepped my boundaries of concern. I have not exaggerated my words when speaking. I have not worked evil. I have not used evil thoughts, words, or deeds. I have not polluted the water. I have not spoken angrily or arrogantly. I have not cursed anyone in thought, words, or deeds. I have not placed myself on a pedestal. I have not stolen what belongs to God. I have not stolen from or disrespected the deceased. I have not taken food from a child. I have not acted with insolence. I have not destroyed property belonging to God. The 42 Laws of Maat.
There it is. 42 laws. Just choose one, right? Choose one, brothers and sisters. Just choose one. And begin to practice living a life that's more in line with spiritual principles, the kind of principles that can guide our communities, guide our youth, and guide our families to a behavior and a system that helps us to protect, love, and guide each other. And that's what it's all about, right? So when you get your list of I have nots, what have you not done that you want to continue to live by and continue to practice that? All right. So, again, just simply try to do that. And for now, for our Sunday sermon with Brother Booker. Brother Booker, are you there?
Yes, sir, brother. How are you today?
Welcome, sir. I'm doing good, man. I can't wait for this one. It says, wake up everybody. So
yeah.
It's on you, brother.
Yes, sir. And brother, once again, thank you for this opportunity for me to share my views and my messages with our people. It's an honor to do that. And this week we talk about its liberation, my liberation sermon. And my life, and I don't know how many days I have left on this planet, but my commitment to myself is to live my rest of my life doing whatever I can to see the liberation of our people. And that's what this is all about. As I've said before, my life is not about me. It's about us, we as a people. So having said that, brother, I'm going to begin this week's sermon by first apologizing to Ms. Wise of Armstrong High School. And I apologize for not attending this year's play at Armstrong. I should have been there. For that, I apologize. And it won't happen again, Ms. Wise. I should have been there because I was there when Ms. Wise revamped the theater department and challenged the students to perform a play. I was there. I was also there when she put together the first Black History program at Armstrong in years. In fact, it's the song we perform that was on my mind this morning and got me to thinking. And that song was Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Wake Up Everybody. Teddy Pendergrass singing the lead. And the lyrics to that song, in case you didn't hear them and can't hear them, wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more backwards thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty. Yes, I said, oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who are coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Yes, and I said, the world won't get no better, no, if we just let it be. And I said, no, 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 the world won't get no better, no, we got to change it, y'all, just you and me. Now, remember, this was 1975 when they made this song. And to this day, 47 years later, we're still asleep. We must be honest with ourselves. We're still asleep. In fact, we are mentally dead. We must realize that we as a people did not survive slavery. Let me say that again. We must realize that we as a people did not survive slavery. To the contrary, we are products of it. For example, if we found the proverbial genie in the bottle today and wished that come tomorrow morning, blacks would be in charge of the world, what would that world look like that we would be in charge of? Would we have a U.S. Senate and a Congress would we have a president of the United States of America? Would we have a democratic society? Would our society be a capitalistic society? Would we have a medium of exchange called money with pictures of dead white presidents on it? Would that be an NFL, an NBA, Major League Baseball? Would that be movie theaters, television, radio shows? Would the number one language in our society be English? Would there be churches, temples, synagogues, Mormons, Christians, etc., Jehovah's Witnesses, and so forth? After all, we are now in charge of this world. So would they be there? Okay? Will we have motherfuckers, sons of a bitches, whores, pimps, sinners, liars, murderers, lawyers, judges, a Supreme Court, homosexuals, drug addicts, jails, social workers, drug dealers, con artists, Mega Millions, Powerballs, pick five, pick three, pick four? You know, will we have these things? If we are answering yes to these questions, you should now understand what I'm talking about when I say we didn't survive slavery. We are a product of it. Because if we were put in charge of the world tomorrow, we would run it just like our masters have taught us to. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us years ago that if the white man was gone from the planet tomorrow, he would still be here for 250 years in us. Let me say that again. He said, if the white man was gone from the planet tomorrow, he would still be here for 250 years in us. So wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward or ignorant thinking. Time for thinking ahead. In this world in which we now live, we're taught if you go to school and get good grades, and we're taught this from birth, go to school, get good grades, and act right, learn how to act. There's a long list of things you can be, such as a lawyer, doctor, nurse, scientist, psychologist, engineer, teacher, or any of other careers I have listed, such as professional careers, they call them. You know, the ones you really got to go to college for: accounting, administration, analytical, asset management, benchmarking, budgets, business analysts, business cases, business development, business planning. You can go change management. You can go language proficiency, internal controls, gap analysis, logistics, marketing, mathematics, metrics and reporting, operations, performance management, public relations, project management, advertising, shareholders management, and the list goes on and on of things that you can be in America. Okay? Things you can be in America. However, there are only so many lawyers, doctors, nurses, scientists, psychologists, engineers, teachers, etc., needed in this society in which we live. Therefore, these so-called good jobs are competitive. You know, got to get that four-year degree, two-year degree, get the master's degree, the PhD, and also when you're doing that, depends on what school your degrees come from. Does it come from Harvard, from Yale, from so-called Ivy League schools, you know? Did it come from VCU? Did it come from University of Southern California? Did it come from Georgia, Texas, HBCU? Did it come from Virginia State, Virginia Union, a black college? What that plays a role too. What college did you go to earn this degree that you're trying to get this competitive job? Okay? It's very competitive. Now, there's nothing wrong with competition if it's fair. But as we know, and I have learned over the years, that competition is not fair. Because, you know, there's an old saying. They say it's not what you know, it's who you know. So who's in the position? Did your mama have it? Did your daddy have it? Is it your daddy's business? Is it your daddy's friend? All you got to do is make a phone call. So the competition is not fair. We know this. This is how it works. But on the other hand, they say, but don't worry. There are other jobs or things you can choose from, such as you can be a laborer. You can work in a factory. You can be a delivery driver, be a chauffeur or taxi driver. Or work in the service industry, be a bartender, waiter, waitress, you know. You could work at McDonald's, work at Wendy's, work at Pizza Hut, work at, what's the place that, Golden Corral. You could have a job in the service industry. All these things are out there for you. These are other jobs you can do. That list is a long list of things you can do. If you properly prepare yourself, go to school, get the education, get the training, learn, I know how to act, you know? Prepare yourself. Try hard. Put your mind to it. You can be anything you want to be. We learned this from day one. However, we only need but so many of them jobs as well in the service industry, you know? We only need but so many of those. Somebody is going to live in public housing. Somebody is going to be on welfare. Okay? It's just how this society is. It's never going to change. Somebody, which means somebody will be homeless. Somebody will go to jail. Somebody will be a criminal. And the majority of the people who are at the bottom of this pit is us, black people. That's just the way of this world in which we live. It will always be this way. All of us individually can't be successful in this society. This society is built and held up going forward on folks' failure. But then if you fail, you didn't try hard enough. Because that long list of things you could be in America, you just didn't try hard enough, okay? You just didn't try hard enough. There's a long list of things you could be if you put your mind to it and commit. Do the things you need to do. Try harder. Now, out of all the things we are taught we can be, and there's a long list, of course. There's a long list of things that we can be. We're taught we can be. Can be. We're taught we can do this. We can do that. Anything you put your mind, we can. It's a long list. Just you want to be a doctor, put your mind to it. And nurse, put your mind to it. Do the things you need to do. The one thing we are taught we can't be is God. That's the one thing. That's the one and only thing we are taught we cannot be is God. Oh, no, you can't be God. No, God is different from us. No, no, no. God is the superior being. God is that great one who none of us has ever seen. that great one who's up in the sky someplace above all things. You'll never know. You won't see him until you die. You can't be him, but yet we are taught that that great one, Father of all, Creator of all, is our Father. And we were created in his image and his likeness. But we can't be him. We can't be like him. And it leads me to a question. Why would God, this great one, Creator of all, produce children that cannot be like him? I mean, think about that. Why would God produce children, because we are his children, which means I am, as a man, I am a son of God, then why would my Father make me or create me in his image and his likeness, but then I can't be like my dad? And then, so therefore, our failure in this life is nobody's fault but our own. We didn't try hard enough. We did something wrong. We didn't really put our minds to it. We didn't properly prepare. We gave up. If we don't become successful based on one of those things on that long list that I supposedly have an opportunity to do. Okay? So therefore, as I said, our failure is nobody's fault but our own. Because there's that long list of things for us to choose from. We just need to believe in the God that we can't become. We're taught that we can't become, and try harder. Just believe in God and try harder. The God you can't become, but just try harder and do the things you're supposed to do. Wake up, black people. No more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking or ignorant thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Heaven or the world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war, and poverty. Now, the lyrics to the song say, the world has changed so very much from what it used to be. The world is heaven. Heaven is the world. Heaven to us has changed from what it used to be, what it's supposed to be. It's changed so much from what it used to be. So much hatred, war, and poverty. So what does this tell us? That's telling us there's no hatred in heaven. There's no war in heaven. There's no poverty in heaven. None of those things exist in heaven. But we're taught we will only see that heaven in our death. Wake up, Son of God, sons of God, because we're children of God. So I'm a son of God. Wake up, black folk. Wake up, Jesus, and get off of your cross. We're taught that there's only one Jesus. Now, what if that one doesn't mean one person, one individual, one figure, but one man? That is the Son of God. What if that's what they mean? That there's only one man that's the Son of God. And that one man is the black man, is us. Wake up, Jesus. Get off of your cross. Wake up, brothers and sisters. The world is waiting on us to show them our Father, to show them God, the God that's in us. And it begins with each one of us at a time, each one of us. Find your Father in you. Find God in you. And when you find God in you, and I find God in me, brothers and sisters, we will find each other. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. Brother Marvin, I want to thank you for this opportunity. I'm not going to belabor that point tonight. That's the point I wanted to make on this weekly liberation ceremony. And if you got any questions and you want to talk about it, we can do that, sir.
All right. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. Mm-hmm. The question is, brother, how do you wake the people up?
You know, brother, we got to keep doing what we're doing. We got to, you know, it almost said, sound the alarm clock, brother. You know, ring the alarm, ring the bell. And, you know, that ain't go out because we need something in the morning to wake us up so we're not late. You know, we can set our phones. We used to have an alarm clock. You can set your radio to come on blast. And we said we need to find that alarm that'll wake us up, that'll snap us. We must be the alarm, brother. We must be the alarm. We must sound it. We must put the knowledge and the wisdom out there to get our people to wake up, to realize, hey, the time is running out, brother. If you realize, see what's going on in this world in which we live in, time is running out. We've got to wake up. Hopefully, brother, when we do wake up, it's not too late. But we have to do it. And you know that because you're working on it. You understand. We got to educate our people. We've got to unify our people. That's the key step, bringing us together. We got to come together as a people with unity, as we talked about today. C-O-M-M-U-N-I-T-Y. C-O-M-M from the Latin mean with. U-N-I-T-Y. With unity, we have community. And the first three letters in the word unity are U-N-I. We must come together as a people, brother. And we have to get our people to focus on, you know, don't say what I'm doing, what Brother Booker doing, what Brother Marvin doing, what they're trying to do. We got to ask ourselves individually, how can I do it? And look at myself. What do I need to do to come together as a people? How can I do it? I don't care what everybody else is doing. Let me do it. Let me do what I need to do and find my brothers and sisters and then bring them with me. That's what we're trying to do, brother. Get myself together. You get yourself together. We come together. Get our people together. Starts with us. Wake up.
All right, Brother Booker. Wake up. Each one, reach one, each one, teach one. And that's the work that needs to be done. Thank you, Brother Booker. Great job.
Thank you, brother.
Great job.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. See you next Peace. Week.
Yes, sir.
Peace. All right, that's it for this week. Wake up, brothers and sisters, right? Listen to this message a couple of times over and over again, right? And figure out how you can be the one, as Brother Booker always says. And lastly, right, as we continue to do the reflection work and continue to look at ourselves and continue to refine ourselves, continue to know that you can make a difference. You have to be the difference maker. You have to do those things now to make a change. Those things won't change without you. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. We have to change the world, just you and me. And that's one person at a time. Join us each Saturday for Empowerment Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern. Tell a friend. It's a family now. It's the Empowerment Network. African American empowerment, motivation, inspiration, and a whole lot more just for you. We're healing and we're doing the work one person at a time. We'll talk to you next week. Peace and blessings. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.